This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. Russia's defense ministry said on Saturday that Ukrainian aircraft had struck two industrial sites in the Russian-held city of Luhansk in eastern Ukraine with Storm Shadow long-range cruise missiles supplied by Britain. Moscow acknowledged on Friday that its forces had fallen back north of Ukraine's battlefield city of Bakhmut after a new Ukrainian offensive in a retreat that the head of Russia's Wagner private army called a rout. A setback for Russia, which follows similar reports of Ukrainian advances south of the city, suggests a coordinated push by Kyiv to encircle Russian forces in Bakhmut, Moscow's main objective 4 months during the war's bloodiest fighting. There's relative calm at the U.S.-Mexico border following a major immigration policy change, AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
There's been relative calm at the border between the U.S. and Mexico. Despite the lifting of the rules known as Title 42, there hasn't been the chaos that was expected. Some migrants with asylum application appointments walked across access points in hopes of a new life. Others defied warnings and waded into the Rio Grande. El Paso Mayor Oscar Leeser says his city is preparing.
We know that this is just the beginning, so we are prepared, and that's what we've been preparing for.
Leeser says there needs to be a lot more immigration judges, and he believes migrants should be given work permits to support their families. I'm Norman Hall.
Pakistan's Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif ordered authorities on Saturday to identify and arrest all those involved in violent acts after former Prime Minister Imran Khan's arrest this week sparked deadly unrest. Khan departed the court premises late Friday and headed towards his hometown Lahore amidst high security after a court granted him bail. This is VOA News. Some of America's largest cities that challenged their 2020 census numbers are disappointed with the response from the U.S. Census Bureau. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Memphis appealed, saying its population was undercounted, but the Census Bureau wound up subtracting three people. Austin, Texas, America's 11th most populated and a Democratic stronghold in a very red state, says 7,300 housing units were missed, but the Census Bureau only added one. The census figures are important for getting a slice of $1.5 trillion in federal government spending for transportation, health, and other services. The biggest winner so far is Boston. The Bureau conceded thousands of college students were not counted because of COVID displacements, which also affected colleges, nursing homes, and prisons in other cities. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A firm in the U.S. state of Tennessee is refusing the government's request to recall millions of potentially dangerous airbag inflators. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
A Tennessee company, ARC Automotive, is heading for a legal battle with U.S. auto safety regulators after refusing a request to recall millions of potentially dangerous airbag inflators. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says ARC should recall 67 million inflators in the U.S. because they could explode and hurl shrapnel. At least two people have been killed in the U.S. and Canada. Six others have been hurt as a result of defective ARC inflators. ARC disputes any defects and says any problems are due to isolated manufacturing issues. The recall could cover nearly a quarter of the vehicles now on U.S. roadways. I'm Norman Hall.
Also in the U.S., the fight is on to save the California condor from extinction. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
The iconic vulture with a 10-foot wingspan is facing the deadliest strain of avian influenza in U.S. history.
We have had, I believe, 20 condors already die of this disease in Arizona.
Dimitri Domerick at the Los Angeles Zoo says their breeding program is trying to boost the condor population. Condor keeper Chandra David says they have 9 newly hatched chicks.
You put down a tray of eggs and look at 10 or 15 or 20 as for this year, and you think all of these eggs are going to turn into California condors.
There are fewer than 350 condors in the wild.
I could be driving to work, and I really hope to look up in the skies one day and see a condor flying over and just say, oh my gosh, we work with that.
The condor looms large in California culture. One in flight is featured prominently on the state quarter. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.